For the last 6 years, the Bristol Bay Environmental Science Lab has been collecting data about Nooshigak Bay. There is a lot that is known about the bay, but as KDLG's Mike Mason reports, there are still holes in the data.
The recent Southwest Alaska Salmon Science Workshop in Anchorage included a number of scientific presentations about Bristol Bay. However, the most entertaining presentation was more focused on what we don't know than what we do know. Todd Radenbaugh is part of the Bristol Bay Environmental Science Lab. He's an assistant professor of environmental sciences with the UAF Bristol Bay campus in Dillingham. He stressed several times that Nooshigak Bay is a very complex environment because it's a large, tidally dominated estuary. Estuaries are areas where freshwater meets saltwater. Radenbaugh lamented that many of the estuaries in the Bristol Bay region are not being systematically studied.
If you go down to the lower 48, they are studying them. They see that they're very important, but we'll see a little bit later. One of my theses, I don't think these models work up here, and we're sometimes applying them.
Radenbaugh and others with the Bristol Bay Environmental Science Lab have conducted sampling efforts at 10 stations during the summer since 2007, with an emphasis on water quality, shoreline erosion, and fauna distributions. Estuaries, by definition, are very dynamic systems because they're where different environments collide and mix. Radenbaugh noted that Nooshigak Bay has proven to be a fascinating estuary to study, in part because of the huge commercial fishery that intercepts large chunks of the sockeye salmon that return each summer to the Wood, Nooshigak, and Agushik rivers.
They're trying to go up. A good chunk of them are intercepted, and then they're spewed out in a different bits of pieces and parts in a estuary. What are the implications of that major shift in this very important ecosystem? We got plenty of nutrients in there from the fish canneries, but are they the same size, are they the same form, are they the same degraded or non-degraded? We take the meat, we leave the guts and the bones, right? Well, you can say, well, maybe the meat was eaten up here by the bears, the fish, the seagulls. We don't know. It sounds like, to me, a nice good thing to study.
Radenbaugh was referencing the practice of nearly all of the seafood processors in Bristol Bay to discharge their waste fish products back into the various rivers. Specifically, he focused on the decision by the EPA to mandate that Trident Seafoods build a fish meal plant in Naknek, which could result in a significant decrease in the amount of waste products discharged back into the Naknek River. Radenbaugh says there should be some study of the impact of changing the amount of waste products discharged to make sure there are no significant changes to the productivity of the river. As part of his presentation, Radenbaugh noted that some organisms found in places like Bristol Bay behave differently than their counterparts in other areas.
Isopods here don't seem to function like isopods in the Baltic where they are studying them. There they go in the deep water for the summer. Here we catch them in the summer in the shallow water. Scratch, scratch, scratch. We don't know!
During the sampling efforts conducted each summer since 2007, Radenbaugh and his colleagues have collected samples of what he labels abundant summer species in Nooshigak Bay, including starry flounder, slimy sculpin, and bay shrimp.
Is it a commercial scale shrimpery? I don't know. Could it be? I don't know. I don't think so. But it's certainly a heck of a lot of shrimp out there, and they seem to get bigger the further you go out. And what's in the coastal area? You get a little further out into the bay, well, these tend to be urehaline. They probably, the shrimp no longer are out there because I don't see in the NOAA reports a lot of these shrimp. So once again, they seem to be related to the urehaline waters.
The important data gaps outlined by Radenbaugh about the Nooshigak Bay estuary include winter ecology, seasonal changes of species, and the role of fish processing waste in the food web. Radenbaugh's presentation was part of the Southwest Alaska Salmon Science Workshop that was held in early December in Anchorage. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.